President Biden stepped off Air Force One in South Korea this morning, and one of his first stops was at a Samsung semiconductor factory, where he praised the company's investment in the U.S.
We'll create 3,000 new high-tech jobs in Texas and add to 20,000 jobs Samsung already supports in the United States of America.
Biden's trip also includes a stop in Japan over the weekend. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us now from Seoul. And Anthony, what's at the top of Biden's agenda for his first visit to Asia as president?
Economic security is going to be high on the agenda in both Seoul and Tokyo, and the idea of that is to protect the U.S. and its allies against economic coercion of the sort that they accuse China of, by which they mean squeezing off their supply of industrial inputs, getting sensitive technologies with military applications either by buying them or hacking them. It's also about outcompeting and outinvesting China in high-tech sectors, two of which South Korea is really a leader in, semiconductors, especially memory chips, and also electric vehicles and batteries. And besides the semiconductor plant that Samsung is building in Texas, automaker Hyundai is building an electric vehicle factory in Georgia. So that's actually both about geopolitics and local politics, as those plants are going to bring in lots of jobs. South Korea's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, is expected to sign on to a new U.S.-Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, which is a trade agreement partially intended to help compete with China.
President Yoon is not only new, he is very new, less than 2 weeks in the job, and he has said that he wants a closer relationship with the United States. What do you think he'll want to hear from President Biden?
Well, I think South Korea is already very happy about some of the early steps President Biden took to repair relations. Former President Trump threatened to withdraw U.S. troops if South Korea did not pay the U.S. more to base them in South Korea. Biden signed a new defense cost deal and reassured them about the U.S. commitment. And so that low-hanging fruit has basically been picked. The U.S. still has a lot of asks from South Korea, both in terms of joining them in confronting China and also supporting Ukraine against the Russian invasion. Now, the new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, has not really done anything to offend Beijing. He's maintained that he wants good ties with China. But if he does draw closer to Washington and Beijing somehow retaliates, I think he will want to know that President Biden and the U.S. have got his back.
Well, and speaking of the war in Ukraine, South Korea is sanctioning Russia for the invasion, but it hasn't sent any military aid like many other allies. Do you think that President Biden is going to press Yoon to do more on that front for the Ukrainians?
Well, it's certainly important to have both South Korea and Japan join in the sanctions on Russia, but neither ally was willing to send lethal military aid. They've both sent non-lethal stuff like body armor and first aid kits. It's possible the U.S. will want more. There are reports that the U.S. pressed South Korea to sell Ukraine some anti-aircraft missiles, and South Korea did not want to do that. Seoul's concern is that selling arms to Ukraine could drive Russia, China, and North Korea into a tighter bloc. And besides inflicting economic punishment on South Korea, they could also, for example, help North Korea with its nuclear weapons technology.
Well, right. And North Korea has some problems of its own that might impact this trip. COVID, for one, North Korea trying to contain its first outbreak of the pandemic. Do you think that will be on the two leaders' agenda?
Well, there's a lot of concern here in South Korea and elsewhere because cases are skyrocketing in North Korea from none last week or none that they admitted to over 2 million now. And the two presidents, according to Seoul, may discuss sending humanitarian aid to North Korea to help with this outbreak. But so far, North Korea has rejected all offers of vaccines and medical aid.
And how about that nuclear weapons test that North Korea is planning? Do you think it'll happen while President Biden is there?
That's certainly the concern. North Korea has already staged 16 missile test launches this year. There's also concern that they could test detonate their first atomic bomb since 2017 at an underground test site. North Korea is developing a lot of new weapon systems that it needs to test, and it's just waiting for the right time to get the maximum political impact, which would be about now. And South Korea says it has a contingency plan, which media reports here suggest could involve moving both presidents into a military command bunker if a test occurs while Biden's in town.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting in Seoul. Lots to cover. Thanks for doing it for us, Anthony.
My pleasure. Thank you.